Connections, Talking Book Service News, Innovative Services and Community, Volume 1, Number 1, Winter 2010. Published by Idaho Commission for Libraries. Email talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Website http://libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. Phone area code 208-334-2150 or 800-458-3271. Library Highlights. Portneuf District Library, 5210 Stewart Avenue, Chubbuck, Idaho, 83202. Area code 208-237-2192. Winter Hours. Labor Day to Memorial Day, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Summer Hours, Memorial Day to Labor Day, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Portneuf District Library in Chubbuck, Idaho, provides many resources for those requiring reading alternatives, including books on tape, CDs, large print books in all genres, and a spare cassette player for Talking Book Service, TBS patrons, to borrow if theirs breaks down. The library also provides programs and services for all ages that patrons can participate in or volunteer for. One program that's always a favorite is Dinner and Book with Dad. Each month on a Saturday, kids ages 2 and up bring Dad to the library to eat lunch, read stories, and take a book home. Sometimes Dad is Grandpa, Grandma, or another relative, but whoever attends always enjoys the event. The Portneuf Library also offers Monday at the Movies, Family Story Time, Music and Movement, and Art Start, where children in grades 1 through 12 of all levels of physical ability explore a different art medium each month. In addition to those programs, there's a lap sit program for toddlers and a story snack activities program for kids in grades K through 4. And young adults can participate in book clubs, science labs, fitness and health activities, and service projects that give back to the community. The library collaborates with area schools to publicize services and programs geared to students, and for certain library programs, participating students can earn extra credit at school. Portneuf District Library hosts and facilitates health fairs at the library 1 to 3 times per year. They also participate in local health fairs, including the Parents Resource Fair, hosted by Idaho State University. Family members and extended family members of all ages attend these fairs to learn about what the library offers and visit the booths of the library's many community partners. The staff works with patrons to help them access services and often investigates options for new programs and services. Staff is currently discussing additional services for veterans and seniors. For more information on the many resources the Portneuf District Library offers, contact Jeannie Farnworth or stop in and visit. New look to the newsletter. We're starting the new year off with a new look and new title for the Talking Book Service, TBS, newsletter from Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL. We wanted a title that would better reflect all of the formats that we deliver. The TBS Advisory Committee selected Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News, from a pool of titles submitted by ICFL staff. The tagline at the bottom of the front page, Innovative Services and Community, is part of our statewide library vision. A newly designed masthead completes the makeover. We hope you like it. Recent donations to TBS. General donations. Emily Baker, Lois M. Benno, Joyce Dodge, Helen Grant, Beth Gray, Ruth Jacobson, Dick Messersmith, Marion Neese, Carmen Reisner, Alice Yule, Bill Wenstrom, Harriet Wilkerson, Keith Windrum, Clara Zanecki. Memorial donations. In memory of Donald Edkins, Sam and Marion Barton. In memory of R. Star Farish, John and Genevieve Dahl. In memory of Charles Freeland, Sam and Marion Barton. In memory of Donald Miller, Carl and Eleanor Olson. In memory of Clarence Woodard, David Woodard. Donations are used to enhance the Talking Book service and are fully tax-deductible as allowable by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the names and addresses of all those to be notified. Please make checks payable to Talking Book Service and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Thank you for your generosity. Magazine Corner. This quarter, we have some new titles in Direct Publications, D, and some title changes and other changes in the circulating magazines, C. Direct Publications, D, do not need to be returned. The new titles are Audubon, covers news of the natural world, bimonthly. Playboy, fiction, interviews, articles with a male perspective, monthly. People en Español, news, articles, and interviews of celebrities, Spanish language, weekly. Replaced Selecciones del Reader's Digest. Vanidades, articles on home management, beauty, fashions, and decorating, Spanish language, monthly. Replaced Buen Hogar. The Week, news, opinions, and ideas from the United States and international media, 50 issues a year. Replaced U.S. News and World Report. Circulating magazines, C, do need to be returned, and they come in the familiar green container. Changes are as follows. Good Old Days has changed the name of their special issue to Good Old Days Looking Back, still the same number of issues. Idaho Yesterdays changed their name to Idaho Landscapes. Scientific American is no longer available in audio format. However, you will continue to get copies of what we have if you signed up for it. Southern Idaho Living ceased publication, so we no longer offer it. Utah Quarterly is so popular that we moved it to circulating rather than direct, so return them to get the next issue. Reading Alternative, Bard. Those with a digital player and high-speed internet access can now read NLS books and magazines faster and easier by using Bard, Braille and Audio Reading Download. Titles are always available and can be downloaded any time of the day, 7 days a week. Best yet, it's free. Here's all you have to do. 1. Register for Bard, B-A-R-D. A. Bard registration site, https://nlsbard.loc.gov/cgi-benforward/pubelic/nlsbard.pod/acceountri-q-u-est.cgi?libcode=mark-libcode=id1a. B. Complete each field as requested. The address you submit must match the information on file with NLS. If you are uncertain what that information is, contact TBS at area code 800-458-3271 to verify. C. Submit the application. D. NLS will email you to confirm receipt of your application. E. NLS will accept or reject your application within 48 hours. If accepted, you will receive a password to access the database. You may change the password once you've entered the database. If rejected, you will be notified of the reason why. Note: TBF staff cannot supply missing passwords. There is an email address on the BARD login page to request a new password. You cannot receive a new password by applying again. 2. Select and download a title. A. Go to https://nlsbard.loc.gov/cgi-benforward/nlsbardprod/index.cgi. Enter your email address and password. Log in. B. Search the database by author, title, subject, or keyword. C. Select the title to download by clicking on the download link. D. Choose where you want to save the file on your computer. Click on Save. The zipped file will be downloaded onto your computer. Depending on the size of the file and your internet connection, this will take several minutes. E. Locate the zipped file folder on your computer and right-click on it. F. Extract zipped files from the folder. G. Right-click on the file name to copy the unzipped files. Right-click to paste to either a flash drive or a NLS-compatible cartridge. H. Select the safety remove hardware icon and remove drive. I. Place a flash drive in the USB port on the side of the digital player or a cartridge in the front. Turn the player on and press play. Notes: the unzipped file can't be listened to on the computer. It can only be played on a NLS-compatible player. The player can recognize more than one title on the playback device. To access them, hold the play button down until the player says bookshelf. Use the FF key to advance through the titles. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. To order, check mark your selections on enclosed pre-addressed order form and mail, or call 800-458-3271 or order online at http https://libraries.idaho.gov/tbs/current-books/winter-2010. VCT-1135, Cooking Up Trouble, An Angie Amalfi Mystery, author Joanne Pence, read by Nicole Albertson. A scenic pleasure trip and job opportunity for Angie and homicide detective Paavo has lots of mixed ingredients: battling investors, rumors of ghosts, cold drafts, and a leaky roof, all sprinkled with a little murder on the side, makes for some appetizing reading. Angie is determined to solve the case and salvage her romantic getaway, or die trying. Two cassettes, adult fiction. VCT-1137. Frank Church, D.C. and Me. Author, Bill Hall. Read by Carla Stern. With wit and humor, Lewiston Morning Tribune reporter Bill Hall gives us an insider's look at politics, Washington, D.C. style. He spent 18 months as speechwriter and press secretary to former Idaho Senator Frank Church during the senator's 1976 presidential campaign. Hall gives us an intimate picture of this remarkable man and his contributions to Idaho and the entire United States. Throughout his time in Washington, D.C., Hall was proudest that I kept my orange tennis shoes and never wore a pinstripe suit. Two cassettes, adult nonfiction. VCT-1138. A Hawk in the Sun, Adventures Studying Hawks, author Leon Powers, read by Sue Robinson. A richly detailed and pleasantly readable account of biologist Leon Powers' research on the nesting habits of the ferruginous hawk. This shy bird lives in rough desert country of curlew, black pine, and the Raft River on the Idaho-Utah border. Powers' narrative gives the reader such a vivid picture of the landscape, you can almost smell the sagebrush and feel that you have had a close personal relationship with Penelope, the vigilant hawk mother. One cassette, adult nonfiction. VCT-1147. It's Fun to Remember, An Autobiography, author Warren Brown, read by Kathy Wybar. Author Warren Brown, born in 1912 in McCall, Idaho, takes us down memory lane to a different age, recalling a time of dog racing down Main Street, wooden sidewalks, and early winter sports, a time when logging and millwork were the main industries in this high mountain paradise. Brown was also a motivator in bringing tourism and winter sports to the area. One cassette, adult nonfiction. VCT-1148, Fire in the Hole, author Mary Farrell, read by Britt Thane. Set in 1899, this is a story about a claustrophobic boy who dreams of going to college and becoming a newspaper man rather than a hard rock miner like his father. But when the union miners in the Coeur d'Alene mining district are arrested, Mick develops new respect for his father while taking over responsibility for his family. One cassette, juvenile fiction. VCT-1154, Boise Baseball, The First 125 Years, author Arthur Hart, read by Lynn McCullum. This book describes the colorful history of our national game as it has been played by the Boise teams over the past 125 years. For the first time, the history of all the leagues that ever played in Boise Valley and southern Idaho have been compiled, including the memorable Pioneer League 1939 to 1963, and today's Northwest League. One cassette, adult nonfiction. VCT 1157. Lewis and Clark's Bittersweet Crossing. Author, Carol McGregor. Read by Kathy Wybar. This young adult book describes the Lewis and Clark expedition to explore the American West in the early 1800s, focusing particularly on the time the group spent with the Shoshone and Nez Perce Indians in Idaho. One cassette, juvenile nonfiction. VCT 1172, Guardian Angel Brigade. Author, Ralph Prouty. Read by Marion Stevens. Stir together 15 children on a small Idaho farm at the edge of Hell's Canyon during the 1930s with an abundance of old men and women from the previous century, and you have the ingredients for a lot of family memories. Ralph Prouty shares his family memories and tells how it took a brigade of guardian angels to keep him and his siblings out of harm's way. Three cassettes, adult nonfiction. VCT 1173. From the Ganges to the Snake River, an East Indian in the American West. Author, Debu Majumdar. Read by Ken Cooper. Debu Majumdar's book of essays throws two vastly different ways of life into fascinating juxtaposition. Majumdar, a native of Calcutta, India, settled in Idaho Falls in 1980. This nuclear physicist tells his story of everyday life, both in Idaho and India, with human warmth and a love of nature. Two cassettes, adult nonfiction. The following IC books are new from other libraries. IC 365, Suicide or Murder? The Strange Death of Governor Meriwether Lewis. Author, Vardis Fisher. Read by Marilyn McHargue. An inquiry into the mysterious death of Meriwether Lewis of the Lewis and Clark team, which occurred in 1809 while he was traveling from Louisiana to Washington, D.C. Two cassettes, adult nonfiction. IC 366, The Dancing Star. Author, Kirby Jonas. Read by Bill Coates. Mort Dancing is caught between the world of the white man and the Apache. In this story of vengeance in the Old West, Dancing is trapped in the desert, the target of both sides. These real flesh-and-blood characters deal with their actual and philosophical struggles in a manner that makes them more appealing than most characters in popular Western novels. Three cassettes, adult fiction. What are you reading? Welcome to our new column, added to introduce you to some of the books the ICFL staff members are reading. Laurel Day is reading The Camel Club. Laurel Day, a customer service representative at ICFL, is an avid reader who always has a book going. Currently, she's reading David Baldacci's The Camel Club, a mystery set in Washington, D.C., that involves homeland security and the kidnapping of the president. Although it's more political than she normally prefers, Laurel says that the intrigue keeps her turning the pages. Four men, each an outcast, band together to form the Camel Club. During one of their regular meetings, they discover a murder. One of the outcasts calls himself Oliver Stone. He lives in a house on the grounds of a cemetery and caretakes the grounds for the church that owns it. A seemingly mundane occupation, but he can take a man down with one finger. So who is Oliver Stone, really? There is some violence in this book, but very little strong language or sexual content. Laurel says that if you like James Patterson, Nelson DeMille, or Ridley Pearson, you are likely to enjoy Baldacci's novels. The Camel Club is RC60678 and DB60678, and is also available on Bard. This is the first book in a 4-part series. TBS 10 Squared Club. We are honored to announce the newest centenarians who are being added to the Talking Books Service 10 Squared Club and will be given priority in receiving digital players. Irene M. Jackson, Nampa, born November 7, 1909. Murray Harper, Idaho Falls, born November 16, 1909. Alvina Taney, Blackfoot, born November 19, 1909. Jesse L. Bell, Mountain Home, born December 10, 1909. Thelma Brazil, Coeur d'Alene, born December 25, 1909. Gordon H. Durney, Blackfoot, born February 19, 1910. Ellen Ford, Cambridge, born March 25, 1910. Volunteer Highlight, Nicole Albertson. In 2005, a client of Nicole Albertson's told her about the United Way Volunteer Opportunity webpage. When Nicole checked it out and discovered a listing for a talking book narrator at the Idaho Commission for Libraries, she knew that was the volunteer service for her. So she auditioned in front of ICFL Volunteer Coordinator Sheila Winther, and has been recording books weekly for TBS patrons ever since. Nicole has a degree in English literature and experience as a radio disc jockey, DJ, from her college days, so reading and recording books comes as a natural expression of that knowledge and skill. Nicole loves volunteering at the commission. She says that people always take time to recognize and acknowledge the work that volunteers do, and remind the volunteers that they play an important role in facilitating the Talking Book Service program. Nicole must certainly be dedicated to her volunteer work. She bikes 3 to 4 miles one way to get to the commission because she doesn't own a car. In addition to volunteering, Nicole is a stylist at a local salon, which doesn't leave her a lot of leisure. But when she does have spare time, she enjoys biking, gardening, and, of course, reading. Novels are her favorite. Nicole would encourage anyone with 2 spare hours a week to volunteer. She says, "It's so easy and allows you to give back to the community. It should be the norm." She plans her volunteer schedule around her work schedule, and it has become an established part of her week. And after 5 years, she still says, "It's a cool gig." Digital Transition. 2010 will be the year of digital books for TBS users. We continue to receive 120 players per month and send them out as quickly as they are received. The number of titles and copies available on cartridge is limited, but continues to increase every month. 17,000 titles are available for those able to download from Bard. We checked with Richard Erler, who was highlighted in the last newsletter, for feedback on the player and books. He summed it up well. NLS got it right. He especially likes the excellent sound quality, the battery life between charges, and the rapid recharge. Centenarian Gordon H. Durney loves his digital player. Other users have commented on the ease of use of the player, the sound quality of the cartridges, being able to download books 24/7, and how great it is to be able to listen to the entire book without doing anything but enjoying it. Leon Algary loves his digital player and downloading books. He said if we wanted him to, he would sing praises on top of a mountain to let everyone know. Bobby Bopp said, "This new player is so wonderful I couldn't stop reading the first book and already have it ready to go back in the mail." The only negative we've heard is regarding the location of the flash drive port on the side of the player. The flash drive sticks out where it might get bumped and knocked out. Below are several suggestions for those thinking of going digital. You must be on the waiting list to receive a player. The waiting time is currently about 3 months. Call TBS at 1-800-458-3271. 334-2150 in the Boise area to be added to the waiting list. Veterans receive priority. Because of limited numbers, cartridge circulation is 2 at a time for 2 weeks. 1 2-week renewal is permitted. Users who are registered for BARD can also receive cartridges. Call TBS to request them. BARD is easy to use. There is documentation with the player, plus other users and TBS staff are available to answer questions. We will post sources for purchasing cartridges to download BARD books at http://libraries.idaho.gov/page/digital-collection as those sources become available. This spring and summer, TBS staff will be available to demonstrate the player to support groups and explain how to use BARD. Call TBS to schedule a demonstration. Users are encouraged to keep their cassette players since not all titles are available on cartridges. End of Connections, Talking Book Service News. Volume 1, Number 1, Winter 2010. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Services, Boise, Idaho, January 2010.